first thing. I see you out there in the dark, seeing me. Your eyes are moving and my eyes are watching them. Let's move together. Ready? Start at my shoulders. Move across my clavicle. Are you imagining ivory bolts of bone? Can you picture them pressing against my skin? Now, look at my neck. Do you see it rising and falling with breath, pulse of the arteries? Follow from the chin up to the jaw, over the zygoma. Do you want to know that's from the Greek meaning yolk? It doesn't matter. I want to tell you. Now, step across my forehead with your eyes. Circle my orbita, the well walls bringing us to my eyes. Sink in. Go ahead. Cornea, iris, chromia, pupil, lens. Just remember, while you're looking in, I'm looking back.
God, I'd kill for a cigarette right now.
All right. You in?
Yep. Yep.
These are my remains. These are my remains.
One pair dark blue jeans.
A pair brown Oxfords.
An imitation onyx set on a silver ring about an inch wide. Underwear and bra.
Children of Nyx. Chapter 1. I can see you out there in the dark.
Just in time. It was close.
I was worried out there.
About the storm?
Yeah. I never thought I'd get inside before it came down.
But I came.
Yeah. Thanks. Thank you. You saved my skin.
In the nick of time.
In the nick of time.
Where are you headed, darling?
Out of the weather.
Headed to Wilkes. That suit you?
Wilkes is out of the weather.
This weather, anyway. I always wanted someone to say that about me.
What?
You came just in the nick of time.
I can say it.
Go ahead.
What?
Say it.
Didn't I already?
Not the whole thing.
What do you mean? The whole thing?
Yeah.
What is this? Something from when you were a kid?
Exactly. I used to read all those comics and the radio shows. You ever listen to those?
Like The Shadow?
Yes. Exactly.
The Whistler? Johnny Dollar?
Oh, boy, yes. Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Wasn't he always coming just in the nick of time?
Probably. So, okay. I was out on the road. The sky darkened. The wind rose. A storm was coming. I was going to get caught right in the middle of it when... What's your name?
Cunningham.
Glad to meet you, Cunningham. I was right in the middle of it when Cunningham came. Just in the nick of time.
Now it's been said.
Or even.
Now, you tell me something about yourself.
Why?
What?
Why do you want to know?
You know your name, where you're from. It's only fair.
Fair?
Come on. I told you about Johnny Dollar and everything.
And I gave you your slogan for you.
That makes us even.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Where are you going to get that from anywhere else?
But I don't know anything about you.
I think that tells you a lot.
Like what?
I'm the kind of girl to give a guy a slogan he's always wanted to hear. Is that something you can ask your buddies? Fellas, how about you shout, Cunningham, just in the nick of time, when I come around? That's not nothing. Besides, I said why, not what.
Why?
Why do you want to know about me?
Don't you think people hardly really get to know each other now? I mean, I do. Here's a chance. Nothing else to do, we're on the road. Strangers, surrounded by the dark and the rain, only the lights on the road. We could be anywhere. Be anyone, in truth. All we have is what we say to each other.
Well, that's a why.
Sorry, did I sound like a bully? I didn't mean to be like that. Silence is okay. It's just...
We're out on the road. Nothing to look at but the dark and the trees and the road. We could be swallowed whole and no one would know different.
Yeah, right.
We'd just be gone, I guess.
We don't matter to anyone except those we're with.
And we're the only ones around right now.
You see what I'm saying? You know, I get to thinking on these drives. The dark, the rain, especially. Like, if we run off the road, the trees cover us up. I knew you'd know what I was saying.
That's a dim thought. Still, I say you've learned something a lot more about me than just a name or a place.
Where are you from?
You wouldn't believe me if I told you.
What do you mean? Mars? Are you a Martian?
What if I was?
From Mars? I don't know. What?
Would you scream? Kick me out?
I might scream.
But not kick me out.
Martian? No, I'm not prejudiced. Besides, how many people get to have a Martian in their truck?
What about a ghost?
You look pretty good for a ghost, I'd say. Nice rosy cheeks. Not much of a corpse.
Aren't there always women hitchhiking by the side of the road who disappear after you pick them up? Jilted brides and that.
I never seen one, but some folks talk about a woman out on Route 22 that disappears after you pass Alsatian Fields.
How long have we been driving?
I don't know. We've just been driving. What's in the envelope?
An autopsy report. A woman about 30.
That's a strange thing to drive around with.
County coroner was kind enough to give me a copy.
That's the most suspicious sentence I've ever heard.
What?
The county coroner gave you a copy? How did she die?
Strangled.
Is that really how she died?
Bruising around her neck, blue lips, burst blood vessels on her face.
Is that really the how?
Isn't it?
A guy. That's how. She met a guy.
How do you know?
How much do you want to bet she knew the guy who did it?
Maybe she did. Maybe it was a woman.
Is that really a question?
I'll tell you, some of the worst ones I've ever seen were woman to woman, or woman to man. I mean, if being a guy was all it took, we'd all be dead.
Give it time.
What do you mean?
They can't kill us all at once, can they?
What?
It's not for a lack of trying.
I'm not sure what you mean.
You're not. After all you've seen...
My father was...
A good guy? Where were they all when you were standing over your last corpse?
How'd we get on this subject anyway?
Get on it? How do we get off of it? You're driving in the middle of the night to find a girl who you know is dead.
I don't know she's dead.
The only clue you have is another dead woman.
I have more than that to go on.
It's what'll get you closest to finding her.
How do you know? Where am I taking you?
You're not. I'm taking you.
What?
My love must be a kind of my love. Arthur.
Whoa.
Did that just really happen?
Couldn't have been better time. There's some short in the radio. Past week it just comes on and turns off sometimes.
The truth is, I don't remember.
Don't remember?
I don't remember where I'm from. Where I was born.
What?
I don't remember.
Did you move around when you were young?
I don't know. I really don't know.
What do you mean? Are you an amnesiac or something?
It's not that. I'm from a lot of places. All over.
You don't know if you moved around when you were young, but you do know you're from all over. What's your name?
Why?
I like to know the Martians I meet.
Why is a name so important? What does it tell you? You've probably forgotten more names than you've remembered.
Are you on the run?
No, I'm not on the run. I'm just not so sure why my name is important. I mean, what will it tell you? Where I'm from? What does that mean? So I'm from this place or that place? Does that mean anything?
I'm gonna have a smoke. You mind?
You mind if I join you?
I love these small ceremonies.
Smoking?
You know everyone has these habits, like smoking after a meal or chewing gum and... I knew this girl. She figured out how to chew the gum, and when she was done, put it back in the wrapper as if it were brand new. You couldn't tell if it opened. Most people have something like that.
I knew a fella who could take a toothpick, and, no.
What?
No, it's too, I shouldn't say.
Come on, you have to say.
He could flip it back on his tongue.
Yeah, and...
Well, he could send it up his sinuses and out his nose.
No.
Yeah. Sorry, is that disgusting?
Yeah, but impressive. I knew this guy who'd hum just about every top 10 song while he chewed.
Same guy, take half and half sugar packets, mix them in a cup while waiting for the coffee, mix in a little salt, sometimes pepper too, says it's nice if you do it right.
Oh, that's worse than the toothpick.
Give me your name. Let's see if I can guess where you're from.
But I don't even know.
Come on, quit fooling.
I'm not. But okay. You want a name?
What have I been saying?
I'll give you a name. Let's see where you think it means.
Okay. Go ahead.
Cindy.
Cindy?
Yeah.
Where are we, do you think?
I don't... Heading to the Cape.
You are. But right now?
Right now, aren't we...
Right now, we're just outside Billingsgate.
How long have we been driving?
Hard to say. We don't mark time the same way, Stella.
What's in Billingsgate?
Old Blue Grove Cemetery.
Okay. Anything more to say?
Shelley Mason.
What?
You are looking for her. That's where you'll find her.
How do you know?
My tongue's gone. My teeth are grinning without my lips.
You remember Cindy?
We've met, you and I? No, come on.
You've met Cindy.
What do you mean? I'm confused.
See? You got a name, and it doesn't mean anything to you, even though you know Cindy.
I know Cindy. First of all, are we talking about you?
Cunningham, come on. We're talking about Cindy.
Who's Cindy? How am I supposed to know Cindy?
See? Her name's not what you actually know about her.
I don't know that name. I mean, someone with that name.
You don't know one Cindy?
At least I don't think I do. No one I can pick out of a crowd.
There must be Cindy's where you're from.
I don't know anyone with that name.
You do, Cunningham. You knew it. She told you.
She?
Yes. She. But what you really know her by isn't her name.
What do I know her by?
That's my whole point. It's not her name that means anything to you. It's her lips, you know.
Her lips? her lips.
Cunningham, it's okay. You know her from her lips. From her neck. Her suprasternal notch. Her shoulder. Her breasts. That's how you know her. It's not her name that means anything to you.
I don't know what you're talking about, Cindy. Supersternal.
I'm not Cindy. You know. Come on. Pull off over here.
What?
Pull off over here. Storm's over. Let's go see.
That's me. In the envelope. Female, around 30. As of the 29th, I would have been.
What?
Look at my eyes. Telltale red globe beneath the pupils. My neck.
Dreaming?
Dreaming, waking. It's all the same for us. You might guess the membrane is thinnest during sleep. At crossroads. Certain times of night. All of that, or if you call. Before you ask, I knew him. I loved him. He killed me. Somewhere, someone is talking about how much he loved me, even though they know what he did.
I'm being haunted.
If you like.
I'm asleep.
Jesus!
You're angry.
You've never heard of the angry dead?
You don't have to take it out on me.
I'd say during whatever happens leading up to and including being strangled to death, a person earns the fucking right to be angry. You get to taste something with your tongue. Feel it in your mouth. Breathe in the spring air. Touch someone. If you ever wonder what the dead envy the living for, it's that.
See what?
Cindy Cunningham. Cindy.
Who the hell is Cindy?
I told you. She's lips. Vermilion red. Ridges like dunes. Neck. Smooth like a plane. Above her chest, the suprasternal notch. Down the slope of her shoulder to her breasts. This is what you know. I saw where your eyes go.
Saw where my eyes go. Where am I dropping you? I've had enough of crazy.
Crazy? Who's crazy? You embarrassed, Cunningham? Am I embarrassing you?
Look, I'm about this far from kicking you out right here. I've never done that to someone. I always take them as far as I can. Heck, sometimes I take them all the way, even if I'm not going that way. I saw you, a storm coming. I'm going on my way. I pull over, trying to be a good fella, and you're talking about who I know, not by name, but where my eyes go? You don't know where my eyes go. I know they're on the road. And Cindy? I don't know Cindy. And if you aren't her, then who the hell she is, and who the hell are you?
Just pull up over here, like I said. That's fine. I've touched a nerve.
Where?
Just up Ketch Lane.
You want to be dropped off in the middle of nowhere. Another storm could be coming any minute, and you're wandering off in the dark and the woods? It don't make sense.
Come with me, then.
Maybe you are a Martian. I don't understand a thing you've done, a thing you say.
Drive on then, Cunningham. Lead me to the woods. Have a smoke. You know this isn't nowhere. Come see Cindy. See what your eyes have been missing.
Okay. I cast an eye across you. Here and there. I didn't stare, did I? I caught a glance.
You ever been to an autopsy?
Yes.
They start with an incision from the shoulder to the sternum on each side, then down to the pubic bone.
Pull back. Opened up like...
like a sealed box.
They must have found ruptured vessels. Fluid at the floor of my lungs? Maybe not. Maybe they didn't bother to look. It's all in the report.
I saw your eyes walk across me. You've worked hard. No, you didn't stare once. Drive on, man. Your conscience is clear.
Who's Cindy?
Where's Booth?
Did he put you up to this? Is this him joking with me?
Okay, I'll see you later. Where's Booth?
Can't you find him?
Bring us to him.
Who's us?
Cindy. Me. The rest.
I've been through Wellfleet a few times.
Sure. Don't remember Cindy, though.
No, not by name.
You'd remember her by her neck? Her tits? Or you're an ass man, aren't you? What do you set your eyes on most, Cunningham?
You know, some guys just go ahead and stare. Like fucking wolves. I? Shit, there's no winning with you.
Oh, no. Have I been unfair?
The Children of Nix by Noah Leposky. Produced by Cock and Bull. Directed by Chris Garcia Peak. Recording, engineering, and sound design by Matt Reich. Featuring Meg Elliott, Andy Fleischer, Sarah Hecht, Noah Leposky, Eddie Karsh, Diana Lee, and Laura Reisinger. To read more about Cock and Bull, visit cockandbulltheater.org. Follow us on Instagram at Cock and Bull, that's Bull with only one L. Thank you for listening to The Children of Nix. Please visit our website at cockandbulltheater.org